Get up with AB and Ben.
Now, we're joined by a very special guest this morning. 23-year-old Jade McDonald has been a victim of domestic violence. A couple of years ago, she was with her boyfriend, Douglas Deacon, and they were involved in a car crash. There was a little bit more to the story. He was sort of assaulting her while they were driving and as a result ran the car into oncoming traffic. Anyway, to tell us a little bit more about this story and shine the light on domestic violence, we're joined by Jade this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
We're very good. Now, this AB showed me this story yesterday and it is quite horrific. And I'm just trying to, you know, get a timeline together. How long ago did this event actually occur?
The crash happened in February last year, so 2017.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about my dates. And if anybody was watching Channel 9 as well last night, you were featured talking about the incident because your ex-partner was obviously charged for the incident and he was taken to prison but is expected to be out soon.
Yeah, he's eligible to go in front of the parole board in October, which is only 20 months after it happened, so...
In the history of like these cases, is it likely that he will get parole?
Honestly, from what I've been told, there's not very many cases like our case. Okay. So there's nothing that we can really go off, but we're just crossing our fingers, I guess, that he will get denied.
And so for some background for the listeners, how long were you guys together for?
Almost 3 years.
And when did the violence sort of begin?
It pretty much started around my 21st birthday, so what's that, 2016?
Yeah.
February as well, ironically.
And, I mean, obviously when you started dating, obviously he didn't show any of these signs.
Can you say that again, sorry?
When you started dating, you obviously didn't see any of these signs, you know.
He was a normal guy, I guess.
Yeah. And how long, I suppose, into the relationship did that start occurring?
Probably maybe a year and a half or so when he lost his first job and I guess alcohol started becoming a regular occurrence in his life.
Yep.
And did anyone in your life start to notice that it was happening? Did they ask you about it?
No, not really. It wasn't until about January last year when I first tried to break the relationship up with him. And that's when things really started getting bad and people started sort of noticing and mentioning things to me, but I was still denying it, you know. I didn't want anything to happen to anyone. Any of my loved ones, I guess.
In the article, I mean, he was quoted as saying that, you know, he threatened to harm people around you.
Yeah, yeah. That was a big thing for why I kept so quiet for so long. Was they just knew that my friends and my family were my soft spot, I guess.
Yeah, that was a target for you. And even when this accident did occur, you were on your way to the police station?
Well, in my head, that was the safest place I could go, I guess, when it was all happening, because I figured if I would pull up into the police station and make as much noise as I could, somebody would come out and help me.
Yeah.
So that was in my mindset. But then when we pulled up at a set of lights and he started to go at some random stranger that was in a car beside us, I thought, that's not good enough. So I just turned around and I don't know, it was where I was going to go from there. I guess I was aiming to go back to his mother's house.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
And that's when he pulled the car into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
And what were some of the injuries you sustained from that accident?
Well, I broke, or should I say shattered, both of my ankles. I also shattered my femur in several places, my wrist in a couple of places, and all of those have now got pins and plates in them. I also broke a few ribs, my nose, my cheekbone, and fingers and toes and...
This is just
devastating.
It's horrifying. And I did read as well that after the incident occurred, your ex-partner was actually quite violent with the paramedics that were trying to help you.
Well, it was actually an off-duty paramedic who attended the scene. He was nearby. And, obviously he saw the crash and he came over and was checking up on me and stabilising me. And Douglas didn't really like the fact that another male was putting his hands on me, even though he was trying to protect me.
Even though he's potentially saving your life.
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. And how is your recovery going now, Jade?
Very slowly. I'm still not back at work yet. And like I said last night on the news, we still don't know when I'm going to be going back to work yet.
Yep. Because you're trained to be a nurse.
I am a nurse, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my feet are obviously a vital part of my work. So, it's a bit hard.
Now, obviously, I mean, one thing we do want to do is shine a light on the fact that he is eligible for parole and, you know, he has made these threats in the past, and it doesn't sound like the kind of person anyone wants walking the streets.
Especially after such
little time. But also, can I ask, you know, when you were going through that, is there something you wished was available to you? If somebody, like a service you could go to, is there something you wish you knew back then when you were going through it?
Well, to be honest, when I was going through it, I didn't really, I guess, pick up on the fact that it was domestic violence. It kind of was just a day-to-day thing for me. It was just a normal, I didn't know that it was domestic violence until it all happened. And then I realized, or I was getting taught how many different forms there were. Like, it wasn't just physical, it's emotional, financial, like, it could be anything. But, yeah, there's so many hotlines out there. There's so many places you can go to, like, and all the phone calls that I've made, like, to the hotlines and domestic violence services, they're all so lovely. Like, all the people I've spoken to are so lovely and so helpful. So, like, I wish I would have known more about them, but, yeah, I didn't.
Well, hopefully you'll help other people from this chat learn that they can too also speak to someone. Even if you're not sure, just chat to someone to make sure that what's happening is okay to you. Do you have any advice for women and also men? Because men can be sufferers of domestic violence. Do you have any advice for them listening right now?
You're not alone, guys. There's so many people out there that are going through what you're going through that deal with it on a daily basis. Like the hotlines, DV Connect has been amazing for me. They've helped me so much. Even like you can get phone calls, you can call them at midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, whenever you wake up having a nightmare, just call someone and talk to them because you're not alone. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't be scared.
Very well
said. Like, it can all be anonymous. It can be, it's fine.
And for some background for everyone who wants those numbers as well, 1-800-RESPECT is a good one, 1-800-737-732. The DV Connect number is 1-800-811-811. And obviously in an emergency, call 000. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us your story, Jade.
No worries, guys. Thank you. Thanks.